Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know the Bible says there are two spirits in the world today? There's the spirit of this world, which is not of God, and there is the Holy Spirit, who is God's spirit, who's been sent out into all the earth. And you and I have a choice. Which spirit do we want to live our lives in, or which spirit do we want to walk in? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that are still working in the modern world. We've been talking about Noah lately, and in chapter 8 of Noah, the Bible says that when the flood waters started to recede a little bit after the flood, the Bible says that Noah sent out a raven, and the raven kept going to and fro, and the waters had dried up from the earth, but this raven is just going back and forth, never came back to Noah. So Noah sends out a dove, and the Bible says he sent out a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the earth. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned to the ark with Noah, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And so we have a picture of these two birds, and I believe these two birds represent the two spirits in the world. The raven represents the spirit of this world, and the dove represents the Holy Spirit. So it's interesting. So the dove comes back and rests. Noah waits another 7 days. Then he sends the dove out again. And then the dove goes out, and it comes back with a little olive leaf in its beak. It found a tree, it found some green shoot, it found some new life, something that God had put into the world. Because remember, God put the plants in the earth, and these trees were growing again, and they were visible again. And so the Bible says that Noah sent out the dove again, and the dove didn't come back. And there's about a 14-day period there, okay? That whole 14 days, that dirty bird, that raven, the reason he didn't come back, and even though there was no trees or plants for him, what there were dead bodies on the water. There would have been cows, sheep, you know, all sorts of things, dead humans maybe, floating on the waters. And the raven would have been eating the dead flesh and eating the dead bodies and eating the carcasses, pecking the eyes out of things, just ripping things apart. And it was quite happy to be living in the flesh. It was quite happy to be living in the dirty things of this world, into the things of death and destruction. But the dove wouldn't put its feet on a dead body. The dove didn't want to be involved in something that was dead. And this is a picture of carnality. The Bible uses this word carnality. Carnal. We don't really use the word carnal anymore, but what carnal is basically our human strength, our human flesh, the things that our human side want to do. And the Bible says this, that you and I today in the modern world, we have a choice. Are we going to walk in our flesh, or are we going to walk in the spirit? The dove chose not to walk in the flesh. The dove chose to be in the spirit. And this is why when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist at the River Jordan, the Bible says the heavens were open and the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. Like a dove. I think God did this on purpose, like a dove, to remind us of the story of Noah, that even back then in the ancient world, after the flood, that the dove did not want to place its feet on something carnal, on something dead, on something that just smelt bad and looked bad and was all about destruction. The dove wanted to place its feet on a nice green tree, on an olive tree. The olive tree is representative of life. Olive oil in the olden days, the ancient cultures, was so vital to life. They used olive oil for cooking. They used olive oil for medicine. They used olive oil for so many purposes, to keep leather products nice and supple and clean and fresh and usable and adaptable. And they ate olives. It was good for their nutrition as well. And this dove rested on this green olive tree. And the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16-17, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are idolatry, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions or arguing all the time, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. These are the works of the flesh. And the Bible says we shouldn't walk in the flesh, but that we should walk in the Spirit. It's Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, walk in the Spirit. I want to encourage you today to walk in the Holy Spirit. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and God wants you and I to walk in His Holy Spirit, just like the dove in the book of Genesis.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channels. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.